You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up later in the show, when the recession hit, sales of Spam spiked. We'll find out what that meant for some factory workers and consumers in the chain from farm to factory to the food at our table.
First, late last month, a man known as Sheriff Bob Dawson passed away at the age of 90. If you didn't grow up in western Wisconsin, maybe the name doesn't mean much, but if you did, there's a decent chance that the good sheriff was a big part of your childhood.
Dawson was the host of a wildly popular children's television program called The Sheriff Bob Show. It was produced and aired out of Eau Claire for 3 decades, and while Bob was the star, he put kids at the front and center of the action, making him a legend to anyone who saw the show or who participated in it. Even when not in front of the camera, Dawson was still active in his community, making him one of the most beloved figures in that part of the state.
Joining us now to talk about the life of Bob Dawson and the Sheriff Bob Show is Jim Crandall. He's now a sports director for a station in Sacramento, California, but he worked alongside Dawson on the show at WEAU-TV in Eau Claire and was known as Deputy Jim. Jim, thanks so much for being here today.
Yeah, Veronica, Rob, it's great to be with you. You guys are covering the gamut today. You go from an expert on the White House and politics and climate change to me.
A day in the life of Central Time.
Yeah. So you've got it pretty well covered today.
Right, well, let's talk about Bob Dawson. For those of us who didn't grow up in western Wisconsin, who was he and what was the show like?
Bob Dawson, and you guys laid it out fairly well. First of all, let me say, when you say, who was he? He's one of the nicest men I've ever known, and I've been in broadcasting for a long time. You guys know there are a lot of egos in this business, and he appeared to have none. I mean, he may have, but I never saw it come through. And I never heard, honestly, I never heard anybody say a bad thing about the man, which is extremely rare, no matter who you are, but again, especially if you work in radio and television for a long time. And his show was, as you guys said, it was just wildly popular. I mean, I don't think there's a kid in northwestern Wisconsin who either wasn't on the Sheriff Bob Show at some point or didn't wish he had been on the Sheriff Bob Show at some point. It was truly a big deal in the Eau Claire area.
Well, give us a little rundown. What would happen on the Sheriff Bob Show? What would we see if we were one of the kids in the audience?
Well, you know, things have changed, you guys, as you know, so much today relative to children's programming. I mean, today you have to, you know, have some educational value and deal with social and emotional needs and all that kind of thing. But back in the day, you know, it was just fun for the kids. I'm not exactly sure how the kids were recruited. Well, and that's probably not even the right terminology. I'm not sure how they picked the kids, because just about every group in that area, Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts, Girl Scouts, church groups, no matter whoever had a youth group wanted to be part of the Sheriff Bob Show. So once a week they'd bring in maybe, and this was a while ago, so forgive me if these numbers aren't exactly right on, but somewhere between, you know, maybe 20, 25, 30 kids into the studio, set up a little stage with chairs, put the kids on the chairs. The sheriff would come out and talk to them. You know, just about general things, life in general, you know, little life lessons about, you know, sharing and thank you for coming here and, you know, get to know the kids that you're with and let's all be nice to each other and that kind of thing. He would show some cartoons, you know, Bugs Bunny back in the day, that kind of thing. Play some games, you know, the game where you go around the chairs and, you know, sit down and the last person that gets a chair wins a prize, that kind of thing. And serve them hot dogs and chocolate milk. And, you know, it was a half-hour-long program. It was just fun for kids to be a part of. And you know what? Like I said, now you have to have all of these lessons built into your shows for children. But I'm not sure that that kind of show back then didn't teach those kids perhaps as much as they learn now watching some of the programs on TV. Just he's such a nice man and could relate to the kids. It was really an experience for the kids back in the time.
Yeah, so how did they react when they were both on the set of the show? You know, sounds like a great time for them watching cartoons and eating hot dogs. Was it clear that the kids were having a great time?
You know, there was no question about it, Veronica. And one thing that stands out is how well-behaved they always were. I mean, you know, you get a group of 30 Cub Scouts in there, and you'd think things might get a little bit out of hand, but it was just Bob's demeanor, I think. He was a commanding presence, you know, and not in an authoritarian way, but just the kids respected him, and they were sort of in awe of Sheriff Bob. And so I don't remember, and certainly I didn't see every show while I worked back at WEAU, but the ones I saw, except the one time I tried to host. the kids were always very well behaved.
Yeah, tell us about that time. The kids are showing up. Aha, we get to meet Sheriff Bob, and up comes Deputy Jim.
You know, I was really young back then, in my defense, and I thought, you know, I'm pretty talented. I talked about egos. I can do anything. So for whatever reason, Bob couldn't do the show one week and asked me to do it. And I remember thinking, well, sure, how hard can that be? So I dressed up in my little, you know, my Western deputy sheriff's outfit and walked out. And honestly, you could almost hear the collective groan. Like, who is this guy and where is Sheriff Bob? They wanted nothing to do with Deputy Jim. But my one savior was somebody at the station had suggested, well, you know, if you lose their attention, why, they knew I had a St. Bernard as a pet. Why don't you bring your dog in? So I brought that dog on stage very quickly. And, you know, from that point forward, at least I had their attention and we were able to get through the show. But when Sheriff Bob was not there, believe me, it was not the Sheriff Bob show, because it was Bob and his personality that made that thing work so well.
So it doesn't sound like an obvious thing, a kids' TV show starring a character named Sheriff Bob. How did it ever come into being and get so much traction up there in western Wisconsin?
Yeah, you know, Veronica, I'm not really sure, to be honest with you. It was on the air when I started at the station, and, you know, I never did ask about the history of it. But you mentioned in the introduction when you guys first introduced me that I work at a station. I work at KTXL, which is a Fox affiliate now in Sacramento. And just before I came out here, they had a similar program here, a guy named Captain Mitch. So I think back in that time, in the late 60s, early 70s, I think those kinds of shows were fairly common in you know, broadcast local television. And I guess it was just somebody's idea that it sprung up that, you know, kids love cartoons and, you know, maybe we can do a community service and make some friends. And I'm guessing that would be the genesis of it. But, you know, I don't know specifically.
You know, do you think something like this could fly today? Just get a genial local personality at your local station, have that sort of community connection in an age of, you know, Nickelodeon and lots of national cable stuff out there for kids?
You know, I do. Rob, I actually do, and the reason I say yes is not because I've done any research on it, but we have kids groups come through on tours all the time here at the station, and they are just absolutely fascinated. One thing that we always do is we always take them, and I say we, one thing our human relations department always does is take them over and put them on the weather set, and you know the green chroma key wall that the weather people stand in front of, and you can see the maps, and they point to, you know, different states and all that kind of thing. When you put those kids on that chroma key wall, they are just amazed by the television technology, and they can see themselves on TV. You know, we put big monitors in there so they can see what they look like. I do think that same kind of thing would still work. I really do.
Now, outside of the television show, what kind of presence did Sheriff Bob Dawson, what did he have and do in the community to take part?
You know, he did a lot of community events. I know he did a lot of speaking at the Rotary Clubs and Lions Clubs and did a lot of charity events and that kind of thing. You know, that was my first job in TV at Channel 13 in Eau Claire, and I was just out of high school. And Bob was considerably older than I was, so we didn't really hang out. But I know for a fact that he did a lot of community activities, and he was extremely well-regarded in the Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls area. Extremely well-regarded.
What kind of lasting impression do you think Sheriff Bob had on Eau Claire and the surrounding area?
Wow, that's deep. Just, again, I have to go back to the fact that he was just such a nice man, and anybody who ever met him, I think, immediately realized that he was a nice man and a man who cared about other people. And I'm sure he touched a lot of people in that way, perhaps just making them realize that, you know, there's more out there and there are other people, and perhaps, you know, I shouldn't be quite so self-centered, and maybe I should care a little bit more about what's going on with other people and be concerned and be interested in their lives and what they're doing. And maybe, as Bob did, maybe there's some way that I could give back to the community like he did through all of his charity work. Like I said off the top, he was really extremely well-regarded in that area. Everybody knew who he was. Everybody liked him. And I think there's some value to just those kinds of compliments. And if you're that kind of person, I think you just automatically impact other people's lives just by your presence and anybody that you come into contact with.
Well, he sounds like a special guy. Jim, thank you so much for coming on and telling us about him today.
Yeah, you guys are welcome. I have to ask you, having lived in Eau Claire for a long time and now here in sunny, warm California, how's your weather?
I was seeing
polar bomb.
No, yeah, polar bomb is the word we've been using already.
Seriously, is it really that cold?
Yeah, and a lot of snow up north, yeah.
Wow. Well, it's cooled off here. It's only in the mid-60s today.
Quiet you.
Rub it in.
Thank you guys so much for the time, and thank you for recognizing Bob Dawson. He was quite a man.
Thank you so much for joining us. That was Deputy Jim Crandall. He worked alongside Sheriff Bob Dawson at WEAU in the 1970s and is now the sports director at KTXL in Sacramento, California.
So some ideas there for Central Time. Live audience, hot dogs.
St. Bernard
and the St. Bernard. And then we got a show, finally.